And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Linda Alisi and Judy Kennedy, here to talk about the third annual Spellibration that supports the Lafayette Public Library. Linda Alisi is a board member with the Lafayette Public Library Foundation, and Judy Kennedy was one of the sponsors of the winning team last year, and you were on the team, so I guess you competed.
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, that's pretty impressive, because this is an adult Spellibration, isn't it? These are not the little children that we see spelling words for, like, the National Spelling Bee.
Right.
Right. Okay, so this is a pretty serious competition. Linda, tell us how the foundation got a hold of this idea. How did you create this idea about a Spellibration, and why did you think it would be a good fundraiser for the foundation?
Well, the idea was brought to the foundation by Pam and Ray Straub, who were board members. Mm-hmm. And so we investigated it and found out that we thought it would be something very entertaining. And this is the third year, and we are very honored to have as our MC for all 3 years, Representative Fred Mills, who is very entertaining all on his own. And it's Adult Spelling Bee. And it can be sponsored by corporations or individuals. And they compete on – each team is composed of 4 members, and they compete against each other in a game show format.
All right. So this is an idea that they brought back, they had seen and thought was very interesting and entertaining, and thought it would be a good idea to have here.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's the third year, so it must have been a success the first couple years.
Oh, yes. And yeah, it's growing. We're gaining recognition, more sponsors. The team from the first year was beat out by Judy Kennedy's team last year, but they are back in the competition this year. And it looks like we're getting stiff competition. I suggested we increase security because of this.
All right. So, well, let's do, you mentioned it's sort of a game show format, but how is it set up, Judy? You have a team. How many people are on your team?
Each team has 4 people. Mm-hmm. I believe that they're going to follow a format similar to this. A word is pronounced. Each of the teams has an opportunity to consult with the individual team members. The word is written on a small chalkboard and displayed when called for. It's an elimination process. At some point during the competition, we move to individual members standing in front of the audience on the remaining of the remaining teams, and they have to spell alone without
their
consultation.
Team.
That is correct. That's the scary portion.
Well, how many teams participate last year when you won? How many teams were involved?
I think there were 8 teams last year.
Okay.
There are more teams this year.
All right. So they must have been inspired by the competition last year. So you have a team. You all consult with each other. What kind of adult – what was your team made up of?
Well, I was very fortunate to have 3 UL professors, active or retired, on my team. And they were Dr. Mary Nyhazel, mm-hmm, who mm-hmm. is still with the university, mm-hmm. Dr. Ann Broussard, who is retired from the College of Nursing, and Dr. Vaughn Burden Simpson, who is also retired from the university. Now, this year, Dr. Vaughn will not be with us, but we do have a substitute who at this point will remain unnamed.
All right. So you had quite a support group there on that team with all the professors.
Yes, we did. And mm-hmm. we were very fortunate that some of the words were very scientific or medical in nature. Others were historical.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a really nice wide range.
Well, so 8 teams, and I think people can get a sense of what kinds of people are involved, but there are people from all professions who are on these teams. Can you give us a sense of what other professions are represented on some of these teams?
Oh, absolutely. This year we are going to have 14 teams. We have had people call who had won third grade spelling bees and other spelling contests who were very interested in participating, and we were able to put them on teams that we had sponsors for, but they chose not to build their own team. So we've had all kinds of people. We have people from all walks of life, mm-hmm, teachers, mm-hmm, attorneys, doctors, book club people.
Engineers.
Maybe. Writers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yes, from all walks of life.
Well, you know, and I'm finding this fascinating. And obviously, this is for the Library Foundation. So, of course, people involved would be very interested in reading. But this idea of knowing how to spell something in this day of computers, laptops, pads, everything you can think of where spelling is instantly available to you, that there's such a fascination and an interest in being able to remember how to spell something. Now, I mean, Judy, you've been a teacher in some of your
yes,
past life as well. And so I know that's a part of your background, that belief in that. But why do you think people are still so interested, and obviously the growing interest with this this little spellibration? What is it about that fascinates us, this idea of being able to spell?
I would say that most of the people who participate are true readers, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, there is nothing that can draw you in than holding a book, or in this day and age, perhaps an iPad or a Kindle or a mm-hmm, Nook, mm-hmm, and seeing the words, mm-hmm, and sounding out the words. My granddaughter is 5, and she is reading and sounding out her words. And so we're hoping that there is going to be another generation that will not rely solely upon spell check.
Spell check. That idea that you could do it yourself, that you can both sound it out, understand what the word is, and be able to call it up and write it yourself.
That's correct.
Interesting. So what we're talking about, if you are just tuning in, is the third annual Spellibration Challenge. And this is in support of the Lafayette Public Library. The Lafayette Public Library Foundation is sponsoring this Spellibration. It is in its third year. Linda, what does the foundation do for the library? Why are you a necessary part of the parish library system?
Well, we feel very strongly that our mission is to make our library system great and to keep it that way. And we've been very blessed with the directorship of the library, Sonia Branch, Gail Smith, and now Sona Domborium have guided the library seamlessly through the transition of each of these people. And the construction of the libraries in Lafayette Parish has been phenomenal. They just had groundbreaking for the library that will be built in the Broussard area. The North Regional Libraries in Karen Crow, and South Regional is on Johnston Street. So the library system is awesome. The funds for the program that we're doing on this fundraiser will go to the storybook entrance to the main library, the children's department of the main library, which is under renovation right now.
Well, I'm really glad you talked about the tradition of strong guidance
in the
Lafayette Parish Library System, because it has been for a very long time, very strong leaders, but also just a wide support for literacy and the libraries in this parish. Judy, your son is president of the foundation board right now, and so obviously he gained something from his family life that led him to believe that reading and libraries and literacy were very important.
Yes, and his children, one child is 3, one just turned 5, and they both have library cards.
Already. So it's deep here in Lafayette Parish, this desire to have a strong library system. And I think it has spread into other parishes as well, obviously with a lot of direction from what's been going on here. But, you know, sometimes when we think about national statistics and we hear about illiteracy, obviously there Louisiana sometimes ends up on that. But Lafayette Parish and, again, some of the surrounding parishes, you would never know that because of this very strong belief in literacy and reading and books and libraries. And it is in such large part due to that leadership in the library system and the foundation. How long has the foundation been around?
The foundation has been around for about 20-something years.
Okay, so for a long time you all have been working and really trying to strengthen the library system here in Lafayette Parish. How many branches do we have in Lafayette Parish?
We have three main libraries, and we have probably, I would think, 8 branches right now.
Okay, so a lot of your efforts going to help support these branches, encourage literacy, encourage the development of interest in reading, parents reading to children, and just getting the community involved in literacy. So Spellebration is both a support for the foundation and just brings this topic to a lot of people's minds, being able to spell, being able to read. So 14 teams this year for Spellebration, which will be on November 14th. And Judy, are you on a team again this year?
My team is returning with one replacement,
and
we are looking forward to doing as well as we did last year.
Okay, because I heard that the team that won the year before is really determined to regain that title.
I hear they've been practicing.
How do you practice for a Spellebration? What does your team do?
Well, I can tell you what my team did last year. We ran a list of every river in Louisiana, the name of every body of water, the name of every Indian tribe, the names of all the unusual streets, historical names for people who were important to Louisiana's development, and practiced them.
So I'm seeing a theme here. So most of the words are from Louisiana?
No, they were last year.
They were last year. So this year is a different
theme. Last year when we were at the Science Museum, there was a wonderful exhibit on Louisiana's bicentennial, 1812 and 2012. This year, I understand that there's a grand exhibit at the Science Museum on space. But we haven't, my team has not developed a word study list yet. We will get there.
For technical terms from NASA.
That's what I'm really concerned about.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll be formulating that that list of study words.
One of the bonuses of attending the event is that you get a private tour of the exhibit. And in the two previous years, a lot of the words were based on the theme. And this year's exhibit is Leaving Earth, the Story of Space Travel, which explores the history of international flight. So that's the only clue we've given people who have inquired as to what kind of words.
So really you have to be prepared for almost anything.
I am afraid so.
All right. Well, 14 teams. It's at the Lafayette Science Museum. You get a tour of the current exhibit. Where will the actual competition take place? Where in the museum does that happen?
This year we've moved upstairs to a larger space, and Event Rental has set everything up for us. They are our platinum sponsor. And the food and beverages will also be upstairs.
Okay.
And we have been privileged to have a number of local restaurants donate food. And we've also got adult beverages donated.
That makes you hungry and thirsty, spelling words.
And we're also preparing a signature cocktail. This is an adults-only event.
Does it have a literary name?
Oh, yes. Bee's Knees.
Okay. The spelling Bee's Knees. Again, we are talking about the third annual Spellebration Challenge that will be taking place on the 14th at the Lafayette Science Museum. There are 14 teams. Can anybody else join as a team? Is it too late to create a team or...
Well, anyone who might be interested in sponsoring or in joining an existing team can call this number, 593-4770. And that same number can be called for tickets. Tickets are $25 in advance and $35 at the door. But if you call the number and make a reservation, you can either mail your money in advance or you can pay for it at the will call.
Okay, so lots of ways to pay.
Oh, absolutely.
And it all goes for the Lafayette Public Library Foundation. And this year in particular, it is for the storybook arch that goes, doorway that
It'll
goes.
It'll be the entrance,
okay,
right.
The entrance to the children's area. So what a great thing to be able to know that generations like your grandchildren will be able to pass through that and read and use their library cards. So we'll have that number here as well. People can call it for tickets or to find out more about joining a team or sponsoring a team as well. So Judy, what was y'all won last year? Your team won. What was the word that you all won on? Or can you remember any of the words? It's probably a blur.
some of it is quite a blur. And I do know that I was not the last person on my team
standing
who
there
stood
alone.
There.
Okay.
I am trying to think.
Well, if you were
one of the words, I just really
were
cannot.
Any of them some of those Louisiana words that you all studied? Any of the waterways or the Native American?
Yes,
tribes?
One of them was an early French explorer settler, and mm-hmm. I know we did challenge my team challenged the spelling that was given to us, okay. And we lost that challenge, but we didn't lose our place.
Obviously. So it sounds like there's a lot of serious competing going on here and a great, great thing to watch and to be a part of, and especially knowing that you're supporting the Lafayette Public Library Foundation. Again, the third annual Spellebration will be on November 14th at the Lafayette Science Museum. My guest, Judy Kennedy, was a part of the winning team last year, and they have a team again this year, 14 teams this time, so twice as many, almost twice as many as there were last year in serious competition for the winner of the Spellebration. Linda Alisi is on the board of the Lafayette Public Library Foundation, supporting literacy and reading in our community, a long, strong tradition of that in Lafayette Parish. Thank you both for coming by and letting us know more about this event, and we'll continue to announce it until the challenge, which will be on November 14th. Is there a place where people can go for more information, a website,
yes,
Facebook page?
Yes, there is a website. Mm-hmm. Other than the phone number, they can go to www.lplffoundation.org and then /Spellebration.
Okay, and people are pretty adept at searching, so I'm sure they'll just put in Lafayette Public Library Foundation. It'll come right
Absolutely.
Up. Well, thank you both for coming by, and good luck, Judy.
Thank you. It was our pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you very much, Judy.